Ready? We'll call appropriations to order. Would this clerk please take the roll?
Chair Jones?
Excused.
Vice Chair Holman?
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Vice Chair Regeer?
Here.
Vice Chair Cheetah?
Here.
Vice Chair Cafaro? Here. Representative Bartel?
Here.
Representative Beatty?
Here.
Representative Fuller?
Here.
Representative Garner?
Here.
Representative Hamilton?
Here.
Representative Hopkins?
He's just here.
Representative Keene?
Here.
Representative Keel?
Here.
Representative Kerr Carpenter?
Here.
Representative Mercer?
Here.
Representative Moore?
Here.
Representative Nave?
Here.
Representative Patelis?
Here.
Representative Reed?
Here.
Representative Ricky?
Here.
Representative Schillinger?
Here.
Representative Stuart Paragoy?
Here.
Representative Vinton? Representative Windy Boy?
Here.
I didn't catch if Representative Keene is present.
Who?
Representative Keene?
Here.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, he's here.
Okay. And so it looks like we have a quorum of 23 members.
23.
I'm sorry, 22.
22, that's what I counted. Okay, we have a quorum of 22 members and we're ready for business. We have one bill today with no executive action. Representative Jones is presenting a bill. So today we are going to be hearing House Bill 96. Representative Hawk, are you ready?
Yes.
Got the turn, is that on?
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Chair, member of the committee, members of the committee. I'm Representative Donovan Hawk, and for the record, that's DonavonHawk, House District 76, which encompasses the east half of Butte Silver Bow, which includes one of my favorite constituents, the Lady of the Rockies. For full disclosure, I am a commissioner on the Governor's Commission of Community Service. Thank you for the opportunity to hear House Bill 96. This bill is about saving lives and government efficiency. Today I'm presenting House Bill 96 for an act entitled An Act Aligning a State Special Revenue Account with an Administering Agency. This is a committee bill that was passed out of the Economic Affairs Interim Committee with strong bipartisan support. This is a pretty straightforward bill. Currently, the bill directs funds to the Department of Health and Human Services for Oregon Donor Awareness Program. The legislative intent of this bill amends Section 61-3-303 to direct funds directly to the Department of Labor and Industry, who partners with the Office of Community Service to administer the Oregon Donor Awareness Program. Currently, as it stands, funds transferred are approximately $10,000 per year. And these funds come directly voluntary from, they're made at the time vehicles are registered at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Funds are used by the Office of Community Service to increase awareness and encourage Montanans to be organ donors. This includes recognition of organ donors via the Tree of Life. Names of organ donors are inscribed on metal leaves and added to the Tree of Life, which is publicly displayed. There's two of them, one in the Department of Justice and one right here in the Capitol. Currently, the funds for the Oregon Donor Awareness Program are transferred annually by the Department of Administration from the Department of Public Health and Human Services. This bill eliminates that extra step of involving DPHHS by directing funds to the Department of Labor where the funds are administered to the Office of Community Service. This bill, in my opinion, creates an efficiency in government, as it now requires staff time in three agencies to move the funds to the Department of Labor. This bill also removes confusion that has arisen when the request is made to move funds between Department of Health and Human Services to the Department of Labor. This unique situation relies on staff historical knowledge to understand the reasons for this fund transfer, and any staff changes have required new employees to study that rationale for initiating this fund transfer. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Hawk. Mike, could you see if there's any proponents or anybody? We'll check for proponents in person. Yeah. Representative Hawk, you had said you would have some proponents here. So if that's the case, we'll go back after we've done. No proponents. Okay. How about proponents on remote, on the Zoom?
Yes, we have one, Natalie Smithen.
Okay. Natalie?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Natalie Smithen. That's S-M-I-T-H-A-N. And I'm the Centralized Services Division Administrator for the Department of Labor and Industry. We stand in support of this bill today, and we are available if you have any questions about the process. Thank you.
Is there any other proponents on the Zoom?
There is no more proponents.
Any opponents?
It does not appear that anybody is raising their hands for opponents.
Okay, so if you want to be on Zoom, you need to raise your hand to get on the list here. Okay, so we'll have any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor, please. Mr. Chairman, Representative Hawk, I was on the interim committee for. And I don't remember this being a committee bill. Did you testify that this was a committee bill?
This was, yes, this was a committee bill out of the Economic Interim Affairs Committee.
Follow-up, please. Well, if it was an interim committee bill, then it would have to be carried by someone on that interim committee. Were you on that interim committee?
I was not.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the committee? Representative Garner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and a follow-up to the good representative's question there. Is this a committee bill for the representative? Is this a committee bill, or is this under a title under your name?
This is a title under my name.
Okay.
Mr. Chair...
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Representative Rickey, his answer was it's a title under his name, not a committee bill, I think. And so I think we should seek clarification on that. Is it a committee bill or is it a title under the name, Mr. Chair?
Okay. Can you get this clarification on that for us?
Yeah, Chair, I'd like to refer to Natalie.
It's a department bill.
Okay, to Natalie. Okay.
You're right.
Natalie, is this a committee bill or is this a title under his name?
Mr. Chair, I believe this is a title under his name. This was a bill that the department brought forward as a department bill that was approved by the EAAC, by the interim committee. So I think that's the distinction.
Okay, so it's not a committee bill. It is a bill titled under your name. Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you for the clarification. Representative Kirk Carpenter, did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a quick question for Ms. Smithen. Oh, Natalie, yeah. Mr. Chair, Ms. Smithen, can you just real quick describe to me what the current process is for the transfer of this, it's $10,000 per year, what the current process is, and then what the process would be after this bill is passed.
Certainly, Mr. Representative, the current process for this funding is that it comes in through the Department of Justice, and it is transferred to the Department of Public Health and Human Services. The Department of Public Health and Human Services then transfers the money to the Department of Labor and Industry, who uses that on behalf of the Office of Community Service. Office of Community Service is administratively attached to the Department of Labor and Industry. So under this bill, under this proposal, rather than involving Department of Public Health and Human Services, who does not spend any of the money, it would just direct the funds directly from Justice to the Department of Labor and Industry. So skipping the middleman and saving some time for staff.
Thank you.
Any further questions on House Bill 96? Further questions from the committee? Could we see if the proponents are out there yet? Proponents not here yet.
Okay. Well,
okay.
That's fine.
Do we have any informational witnesses? Do we have any informational witnesses on the Zoom?
Mr. Chair, there appears to be no hands raised in the Zoom.
Okay. Last call for questions. Mr. Hawk, would you like to close?
Yes. Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. I would like to thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of this bill. This is a pretty common sense piece of legislation that helps improve the efficiency of government, and I respectfully ask for a due pass.
Is there anything that someone would like to bring up for the common good?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if I could, please.
Yes, Mr. Treem.
Yes, on Thursday of this week, and we're still working out the rooms, most likely House Appropriate members would be in 102. The governor's going to present their budget at 2 p.m. Thursday, January 14th. So I'll be reaching out to everyone on the committee asking through a chat who would like to attend in person versus who's attending remotely, just so we can make sure and get the right rooms figured out for everyone. So if you could please respond to me when you get a chance, just directly, that would work out just fine. Thank you.
Okay, so that's Thursday, 2 o'clock, the governor's budget, something we are pretty deeply immersed in, I believe. Okay, any other comments, questions? Set a record for the shortest appropriations meeting of the year. But we are adjourned.